Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pratibha, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to the Zydus Cadila Healthcare conference call. For the duration of the presentation, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode. I will be standing by for the question and answer session. I would now like to hand over to Mr. Pankaj R. Patel of Zydus Cadila Healthcare. Thank you, and over to Mr. Patel.
Thank you, Pratibha, and good afternoon, all of you, and welcome to our post-result conference call for the second quarter 2005-2006. At the outset, let me highlight the key numbers. During the quarter two, on the standalone basis, our total income grew by about 10% year-on-year to 3,497 million rupees. The revenue growth was mainly driven by formulation exports, which was up by about 70%, and the domestic formulation grew by about 10%. The margin is up by 11% to 809 million rupees. After a 91% year-on-year increase of R&D expenses, this number has been achieved. The profit after tax is up by 20% to 518 million. Coming to the consolidated numbers for quarter two, the consolidated total income went up by 13.7% to 3,875 million rupees. The margin went up by 20.4% to 81.4 crore rupees. In line with the net profit also is up by 37.5% to 480 million rupees. The rise in the top line and the bottom line was due to startup of regular supply to Zydus Alterna and also commencement of income from our GCM activity. As far as our U.S. operation is concerned, we now have seven ANDAs approved. We supplied two products, namely Atenolol and Metformin, both of which are now in American pharmacy shelves. We received four additional approvals from Brazil during the quarter, taking our total product approval to 11, and the initial response from the Brazilian market is encouraging. We also received approval from Taiwan and became the first Indian company to get an approval from Taiwanese market. We commenced our business in South Africa with launch of two products. To update you on the progress made on the contract manufacturing activity, you must be aware that the beginning of the year, I had mentioned that during the year, we intend to sign eight contracts for contract manufacturing. I also mentioned at the end of the first quarter results that we have signed four contracts amounting to something like $13 million revenue potential. I'm happy to inform you that during the quarter, we signed additional three contracts with a peak revenue potential of $8 million. As of now, on cumulative number, the contract signed up to the end of the quarter is eight, excluding the joint venture with Mayne Pharmaceuticals, and the total peak revenue of all the eight contract is $21 million. You will appreciate that as I have committed in the beginning of the year, we have already completed our target number in half of the year, and we are very confident to continue signing more contracts in the next quarters to come. On the research and development front, we will complete the phase I clinical trial of ZYH1 and submit by December 05. We also expect to commence phase II trials of this compound in the next financial year. We also expect to file one more IND in the current financial year. Thank you, and we will now start the Q&A session. You may address questions on domestic, non-regulated market, and regulated market to me, and on results and finance to Mr. M.K. Patel. Over to the coordinator for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the Q&A interactive session. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star one on your touchtone enabled telephone keypad. On pressing star one, participants will get a chance to present their questions on a first-in-line basis. Participants are requested to kindly use handsets while asking a question. To ask a question, please press star one now. First in line, we have Mr. Rajesh from ICICI Securities.
Good evening, gentlemen, and congrats for good set of numbers. Just wanted to hear from Mr. Pankaj Patel on the U.S. business, which is sort of getting some amount of traction now, as to where do we see, the new product launch flow as we move into the second half of this year and the 1 year beyond that. And also in terms of his thoughts on pricing pressure and experience in the first two products that you have launched into the market.
Thank you very much, Rajesh, for your compliments. We need your lot of support and good wishes to continue doing well. This also encourages us all to do better. Thank you very much again. Let me address the questions one by one. First is, as far as U.S. market is concerned, this year we expect to put between 5 to 6 products on the market. We have 2 products, as I mentioned, already on the market, and we expect to launch balanced products during the next few months. You must have seen one of our product approval, which is ribavirin tablet, which got approved. We had a tentative approval. The patent of this is expiring on December the 3rd. We expect to put this product on the day one on the U.S. market. You must be aware that there are 2 more approvals of this product also is there. But this is going to be an interesting market of wherein we would have a good opportunity to sell and achieve some good numbers. We expect some more approvals in the next months, which would basically allow us to get some significant opportunity there. As I've said before, we are very confident that we would achieve our number for the current year of $10 million. And we expect that next year we should have several more approvals and we should have between around 15 products on the market by end of the next financial year. We expect that our sale in next year should basically multiply as we go forward. The last and very important questions about the pricing pressure. I think generic market globally is facing a lot of pricing pressure. And I think the product basket, the product differentiation would become a very significant thing into this. We have from the beginning, much before this, our strategy has been to build a big pipeline at the same time to ensure that we do not want to depend on 1 or 2 products to build up a volume. We would be happy to build 10 2-millioners, then have 1 product with 20 million sales. And that is a way achieve the number. So even if the pricing pressure are there, it is never uniform on each product, and that would allow us to really continue growing as we move forward. The second point is you must have noticed also now there are some public information available that within the Indian companies we have one of the top ranking product pipelines, and that is going to ensure that we would be able to have continuous flow of products, and again the selection of product has been done very carefully, which would ensure that we would have success as and when we launch products. The key to this pricing pressure is going to be the cost of goods, and unless we improve our efficiency, unless we keep on working continuously to reduce costs across, be it development, be it cost of goods, be it overheads, it is going to be always difficult for generic companies. And if you see the top ranking companies who have done well in this market, they have always improved on their cost margins by doing some cost efficiency. So I think efficiency is going to be key. And backward integration coupled with PRISM-like initiative, what we have also for the U.S. program, should ensure that year on year our cost of goods keep on coming down so that we can neutralize some of the pricing pressure. I hope I have answered your question, sir.
Yeah, that's quite useful. And the last, touching upon the cost part of the efficiency, as you mentioned, going to be the key differentiating factor as we move into the pricing pressure scenario more ahead into the future. An M&A taking shape by larger companies. How does at Cadila you view M&A opportunities? In light, on one side, isn't it paradoxical? On one side, the business environment is worsening, while on the other side, the acquirer companies like Teva, Sandoz, and Ectabase recently have been paying expensive, so-called expensive numbers to gobble up the companies. So it's quite paradoxical. On one side, business worsening. On the other side, you pay a greater price than you would otherwise. How do you view this, and where do Cadila where does Cadila's thinking is placed in terms of going forward, if any M&A activity?
As a part of our overall growth strategy, and I'm talking about long-term, not short-term, M&A would be a part of that, basically, because we cannot just organically grow and build up a leading global company in the generic area and going forward, meeting some of our aspirational target. At the same time, I believe that the valuations currently which companies are paying are the valuations which basically do not justify, from my point of view, that we could do this.
Mm-hmm.
One thought about these third largest player and or the fourth largest player, one thought about large size, all that looks very very attractive from the number point of view, but I believe larger the size, you lose flexibility, you have larger issues, and to continue growing the business and also to improve efficiency would be a much bigger challenge for these companies to really significantly show a number difference. From the customer point of view, they would always welcome competition. And if you have if you are an efficient, smart competitor who is able to offer customer a price advantage and service level advantage, they are not going to look at size alone to buy that. And that we clearly see it when we launched our first product, Etanol. We are the only small company in this field. Otherwise, there are all large players selling Etanol to U.S. market. But we still could get some major accounts. And that clearly indicates that the customer are looking for good companies, good suppliers. They want to encourage competition because that's the only way they can make money. So we see clearly there is opportunity of also an efficient player. So I think our goal would be how we can be always efficient. If we have to acquire, we would always keep this in mind and acquire. Currently, we have no activity in that area going on.
Okay. Thank you very much and all the best, Pankaj.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star 1 now. We have our next question from Ms. Vishalakshi of DSP.
Yeah, hi. I would like an update on your French subsidiary as to what is the extent of losses that you are likely to make this year and how that is going to go down going forward. And secondly, on your outsourcing deals, the contract manufacturing deals which you have announced, when do you see revenue pick up from that beginning?
Okay, let us, before I come to French, I will answer the contract manufacturing with the data in front of me. First point is that the revenues have started coming in. Even in this quarter itself, there is a revenue of about 8 crore rupees coming from the contract manufacturing initiative. So going forward, these numbers would be seen every quarter. Coming to the French subsidiary, as we mentioned, we are in the investment phase. We are launching products and there are related costs for that. And we expect, as we have given guidance from the beginning, that we expect that we would have a loss of about $4 million this year from the French subsidiary. And going forward, this will keep on reducing and we expect that we will break even in the year 3, which is the year 07-08. We would break even from the French subsidiary's earning. So that's what it is. The good thing to tell you is that the French market, we have received good response from our generic launch. Though we have been the late entrant, starting greenfield almost with a generic player on the market. Last month, for example, our overall sale was about $1 million. And also, we have doubled our market share from 0.2% to 0.4%. We hope to continue this now, and gradually we will build up from here to step by step. One of the important part of success in generic business is to be on the market on the very first day. And there I would like to tell you that both for simvastatin and omeprazole, we were first on the first day on the market, and now the sertraline is also going off the patent in the French market, and we are going to be on that. However, please understand that all the generic markets are facing severe pricing pressure, as is happening to U.S., France also is facing severe prices pressure. We have seen clearly there is when we acquired the company and today, the discount levels are lower by about 10%. And that basically has deferred the break-even by a year. just to give you a specific number, the first quarter our losses from the French subsidiary was 57 million rupees, which for the second quarter it is 53 million rupees. I hope I have given you all answer, Vishalakshi.
Yeah. And coming back on the contract manufacturing deals, when do you expect, the peak revenues of $20 million which you're talking of?
I think these peaks will be happening at different times, so it's difficult for me to give you exact number. These contracts, some of the contracts started paying immediately. For example, this quarter we had 8.4 crore rupees revenue. Some contract may start giving us revenue in 6 months, some may take 1 year. So all have different time zones, so I don't have a number to give you. I think we would basically start working on it and maybe also give you some guidance in course of time, how we can say that.
But cumulatively all put together, do you see that being achieved in what, 1 year, 2 years or 3 years? How is that?
See, this is cumulatively, I think we could see that all these should be peaking around between two and a half years.
2008.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that is a peak we can expect, but Vishalakshi, the point is that they are all signed at different times. Like we signed in first quarter, now second quarter, I'm pretty confident we'll sign in third and fourth quarter as well. So every quarter there will be additional contract and all of them will start, the clock will start once we sign. So you can understand that this is going to go ahead as a right. I would also like to inform you here that we have just began the construction of the joint venture plant, which is the Zydus main oncology facility in Ahmedabad.
Okay, and finally, can you give us an update on the Altana JV?
Altana JV, we have resumed our normal working, and for the quarter which has gone by, our profits were our share of the profit was 95 million rupees against the profit share of 66 million rupees in the first quarter.
Okay, and recently, there has been news flow that Altana could possibly sell off its pharma business, and in such an event, would you be impacted?
First of all, we are not aware of any of these moves from Altana. So it is all speculative things in the newspaper, so we don't know. We have proper agreements in place, so we don't expect any change, anything happening because of any signing of agreement.
And how do you see growth in this JV, say, next year?
As I mentioned always, and I'd like to continue telling you that we don't expect the profits to grow from this JV.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Next question comes from Mr. Rahul Sharma of Carvey Stockbroking.
Set of numbers. Just wanted to ask you, how much U.S. revenues have we clocked in this quarter, sir?
This quarter, the U.S. revenue from the U.S. subsidiary is 62 million rupees.
Okay.
That's a 70% of our sales share.
70% of our share.
Yeah, because the U.S. subsidiary has also equity for the employees.
Okay. So another thing was, despite our China doing well, our export of APIs is down by 12%. 425 million to 375 million. Could you just throw some light on it, sir?
I think API overall, that they are we are facing pricing pressure, and as a result, some of the European supplies, the prices have gone down, and that basically is impacting the negative growth of the API. This actually began last year during the third quarter. We believe that going forward, this may not be the continued factor. But as of today, as of this quarter, we have, a declining exports of API in terms of value. Of course, quantities have been the same or more.
How much has been booked in our books as of September 04 from Altana JV, sir?
The profits you are talking about?
Revenue, sir.
Okay, let me just give you the revenue number is for the first half is 223 million rupees.
Okay. And last year's corresponding?
Last year the corresponding number for the first half was 281 million rupees. And now it is 269 million rupees for the quarter.
For half.
For the half, sorry. For the first half.
Okay. Sir, how many products have you launched in US? The two products, one is Atenolol and the second one is, which is the other product, sir?
Metformin.
Hi, Mr. Sharma.
Hello.
Metformin.
Metformin, okay. And so which are the products apart from riboflavin are we planning to launch, sir?
I think whatever is approved, I have just given the one more product name which we are planning to launch, which is ribavirin, which for which we have tentative approval. Other products are under approval and we are not going to, we cannot give you the details at this moment as far as the name is concerned.
Okay. And what about the next year? How many product launches you all are looking at?
In the US market, we are looking at 10 more, which is basically going to make a total of 15.
Okay. So one thing which I just was going through last year's numbers, quarterly numbers and this year's numbers, there has been quite a change in our exports, how we are presented. In the sales are much lesser compared to the corresponding quarter last year, same quarter last year.
Yeah.
And our profits are also lower, higher.
Yeah. Yeah.
What we had shown last year.
Yeah.
Now, can you give me clarity on because last?
Yeah. If you read it, okay. If you look at our results, we have made a clear disclosure there. That if you read the note number 3 to give a meaningful comparison, the consolidated figures for and up to the previous quarter ended 31st December 2004, the reporting period for all the foreign subsidiaries and joint venture company have been restated to align with the relevant quarter. So what happens is that, you know, last year we were basically, our numbers were one quarter behind, and now we are exactly giving you quarter to quarter comparison, not only for India, but also for the joint ventures and subsidiaries. And that's where the difference, what you're seeing, is being seen there. More so, details you can always get from our finance department, and we can provide you more information on that.
So, but which quarter, which subsidiaries were not included in last year's consolidated numbers?
Subsidiaries were all included, but they were one quarter behind.
Okay, okay. So, that is the loss that is there, and hence the impact of profits coming down.
Yeah, if you look at this every quarter, we were merging the quarter of the subsidiaries one quarter late, which we corrected at the end of the last year. And now it is relevant that we give you exact quarter-to-quarter comparison. And this is exact quarter-to-quarter comparison. So first half comparison is exactly what happened last year and what happened this year in our company and as well as in our subsidiaries. So it's exactly apple-to-apple comparison.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants are requested to kindly use handsets while asking a question. Next in line, we have Mr. Rakesh Naidu from Mehta Partners.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and congrats for the good set of numbers that you have come up with. My question has already been answered, but building on it, I had a question on Altana. Now, let's assume that Altana goes out and sells its company. So in that scenario, how do you see that impacting your joint venture?
We do not see any impact because we are protected by proper agreement.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Our next question comes from Mr. Shubham of DSP Merrill Lynch.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. I had two, three questions on the financial numbers. One is the margins, you know, that you've been able to, you know, get on the EBITDA level as well as net profit level have been very, very good. And I can see a distinct uptrend in the margins that one can see over the last three quarters. Obviously, the March quarter numbers were bad because of VAT, but even the bounce back that you got in June quarter, the margins in this quarter are actually better than the June quarter as well, both at the EBITDA level as well as the net profit level. And most of it seems to have come along on the staff cost line as well as on the SG&A line. So can you just tell us what were the key reasons for a decent margin expansion when no other company actually is showing margin expansion in the business, and more importantly, whether this trend is sustainable from here on or not?
I think first of all, let me tell you that we as a company has always given a lot of emphasis on improving margin. And if you look at our company's 5, 7, 10 years numbers, you will see every year we have done a serious effort to improve the margins. And we have improved our margin by about a 1 percentage point every year, on average even a little more. This is happening because we continuously work in improving the product mix, reducing the cost of goods, and in the process improve the overall gross margin. We also work continuously on through various mechanisms to basically improve our overall sales and marketing and administrative costs. And all of these are basically contributing positively. Coupled with that, our sales growth helps us to overall margin improvement, and our desire always has been that if we grow sale by 1%, then we should be able to improve our margin by 2% in terms of growth. So that is the way we always try to work and plan our budgets and try to achieve that. You must be aware that we have done this program a couple of years back called PRISM. A key learning was there in the organization for that, which has then been institutionalized. And the PRISM has been continuously going forward. Subsequently, we had another program called Diamond, which is also contributed to that. For example, on the people front, we have reduced headcount by about 200 people in spite of growth being achieved across. We have reduced overall headcount by about 200 numbers through this exercise.
In what amount of time, sir?
Over the last 6 months, I would say.
Okay.
So we basically continuously working on several ways to continuously reduce our costs, so that's a way we can improve our margins. So we clearly see these margins are sustainable, and we going forward, we have very positive outlook for that.
Currently, if I were to ask you, the EBITDA margins are roughly about 17.9-18%. So what in your assessment, given the kind of Diamond program and other initiatives that you are undertaking, what would you put the kind of margin expansion potential from here on at?
It's our desire, it's our aspiration that every year we should be able to improve our margin by 1%. And that is what our aspiration, and we all work towards that. And I'm confident that these efforts which has been put in all around should help us to do this as we have done in past.
Okay, and would you be able to quantify the amount of R&D expenses in this quarter?
Yeah, we can. The R&D expenses for the quarter is 24.4 crore rupees against 12.8 crore the same quarter last year.
12.8
crore. Okay. This year the R&D expenses is 24.4 crores.
And what was the number sequentially in the June quarter?
June quarter the number was 27.5 crore rupees.
Okay.
So for the first half we have spent 51.9 crore rupees.
And what, in your view, would be the likely number for the full year? Any sense you'd like to give us?
We're going to be close to 100 crore rupees.
Okay. Okay, I think those are the questions I had. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Our next question comes from Ms. Shahina of IDBI Capital.
Yeah, hi. I just had one small question. The other income has shot up substantially in the quarter. Could I have some sort of a sense or breakup as to what are the components?
The other income has mainly gone up because of contract manufacturing income is booked under the other income. And as I mentioned before, there are about 8.4 crore rupees income in that is coming from contract manufacturing alone.
Okay, so basically the profits are added to the other income. and then the it that means it's not the sales don't include the top line.
No, the sales does not include top line. This is a contract manufacturing income.
Basically. Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 now. Next in line, we have Mr. Sujit from KJMC.
good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Actually, I had a, I feel somewhere I missed the numbers about Catalyst's share in the Atlanta business, Altana business. This quarter, your revenue from Altana business, your share of revenue?
50% is our share of revenue, and we can give you, if we give you the number, I think we can give you the number again. For the quarter, the sales number is 127 million rupees. That's our share. And the profit number is 95 million rupees.
I believe last year your the same number was around 206.4 million rupees, right?
No. No, it has to be restated because that was first quarter. So this quarter two last year, the Altana number was 75 million top line and 61 million bottom line.
61 million bottom line?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the 61 has become 95.
Right. Okay. And your French business revenue this year, this quarter?
141 million rupees.
140 million rupees. And loss?
Loss is 53 million rupees.
53 million rupees. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is a follow-up from Mr. Rahul Sharma of Carvey Stockbroking.
My question has been answered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 now. We have a follow-up question from Ms. Shahina of ITBI Capital.
Pankaj, this is a very general question basically on the U.S. market. While we are filing, we have a plan to file, say, 15 ANDAs, take it up to 15 ANDAs by the year end. What is the sense in terms of what sort of revenues we can see from the U.S. market, let us say 07 or 08? Could you give us a sense of actual targets? And also if you could do the same for the French market.
I think our aspiration is to grow the U.S. business to something like close to $70 to $80 million by that time, and our aspiration to grow in France about $25 to $30 million business there.
You're talking of FY08.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
But it's too early to give you guidance. This is like an aspiration.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the filings that you have, that is say 15 for this year and maybe another 10 or 15 added next year, would that be sufficient to give you these sort of revenues?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Next question comes from Ms. Monica of Quantum Securities.
Good evening, gentlemen. My question was mainly on your, I did not understand how you were classifying your contract manufacturing revenue in other income, and why is it not added in your gross sales?
Basically, we are only charging the processing charges, and that's why it has been classified as other income.
And this is the norm you're going to follow for all your...
Generally, yes.
My other question.
Unless and until we change the nature of billing.
If you make an invoice which is in terms of goods, we have to show it. We'll follow the accounting principles.
So what is the let's say a ballpark number you see in terms of margins for your contract manufacturing activities?
I think anything between 30% to 40% should be fair to assume.
That's quite high compared to what other companies are earning. So could you give us some more color on
that's our business secret we can't share.
That's
we're making in Altana 82%, you know that.
Okay, so
thanks. Thank you
very much, ma'am. Next is a follow-up question from Mr. Rahul Sharma of Carvey Stockbroking.
Sir, just wanted to get a feel on the other income. 8 crores is from our contract manufacturing business. What about the other remaining part and corresponding part in the last quarter also, sir?
We have some favorable exchange fluctuation of about 4 million. Export incentive of about 1 million in the quarter.
10 million.
And about 42 million processing income of processing for others.
So the first part I missed out. Which was the first part, sir?
The export incentive, 10 million.
Ah, okay. Prior to that, sir, export incentive and the processing income.
Yeah.
An exchange rate fluctuation.
Favorable exchange rate fluctuation of 4 million.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions, may please press star 1 now. Participants who wish to ask questions, may please press star 1 now. At this moment, there are no further questions from participants. I would like to hand over the floor back to Mr. Pankaj R. Patel for final remarks.
Let me thank you, all of you, for being on the conference call on a Saturday. There was a problem with timing of all our directors to attend meeting, and that's why we had to keep the meeting on Saturday. We will ensure that in future you don't have to spend your Saturday evening on a conference call. Thank you very much once again for joining, and see you at the next conference call. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for choosing WebEx Conferencing Service. That concludes this conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a nice evening.